This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
Welcome into the Tour Coach, everybody. Once again, I'm your host, Tony Ruggiero, here on the Tour Coach. And if you're tuning in, you probably know that when you listen to the Tour Coach, you listen to the people, friends, the coaches, the teachers, the players, the caddies, the mental coaches, the fitness experts, all of the people that I run across and spend time with and find interesting and helpful in my day-to-day travels teaching the game of golf. And I hope you enjoy these conversations as much as I do. Recently, we had kind of a flashback, a blast from the past, and my old partner, Ralph, business partner on the radio and producer, Ralph Carroll, found some of the old Hank Johnson archives from back on our early radio days, back on PGA Tour Radio. How cool was it? You hear us talk all the time here on the Tour Coach, or if you watch our stuff on YouTube, references to our upbringing in teaching, our teaching tree, and my mentor, Hank Johnson, and who passed, about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago now, and still just his wisdom, his ability to take complex things and make them simple, and some of the zingers in the comments that he would give me have never been lost on me and have a huge effect on the way I teach and what I teach. And I think you're going to find this series that we're putting out that has some commentary on the front end from myself, Wayne Flint, who Wayne and Hank and I all taught together, and then Jackson Court, kind of the new HJ disciple, even though he never got a chance to meet him, who's learned from all of us as we kind of go through this series. So hopefully you'll enjoy this series on from going on the tee with Hank Johnson, with Jackson Court, Wayne Flint, and myself, as we try to simplify the golf swing and golf swing simplified. And once again, if you like what you hear, there's videos that support each one of these episodes, plus of tons of content, behind the scenes stuff, new episodes coming out every week on our YouTube channel, and that's Dew Sweeper TV on YouTube. That's Dew Sweeper TV on YouTube. Check it out. We're having record views. We're climbing. We're getting more and more people each day. We're doing live video lessons out there, as well as all kinds of instructional content. That is my personal mission, to provide you content that is informative, it's entertaining, and it's no fluff or no bullshit like half the stuff I see out there. Hopefully you'll enjoy this episode of The Tour Coach, and you'll check out our stuff out there on Dew Sweeper TV.
All right, so joining me here, once again, my good friends, great teachers, Wayne Flint, longtime friend, longtime mentor, and Jackson Court, one of the great young teachers and who's been with us seemingly now forever. He's over at Atlantic Beach Country Club in Jacksonville, Florida. And we are continuing a series here where we do a little prelude and talk about, as we've kind of, our good friend Ralph Carroll over in Sandestin, Florida, used to produce my radio show for 15 years or so when it was on PGA Tour Radio, and unearthed these archives of old interviews with Hank Johnson, Wayne and I's longtime mentor. Jackson's heard 8 zillion stories of us with HJ and some of the, some of our, cahoots, but, we're on to part three of his series, Golf Swing Simplified. We started with talking about steady post, the spine being a steady post, went into rotation last segment. I thought that was wonderful. And then we're on to the third, segment of this series, which is connection. And to be, Wayne, I'm going to kind of throw this to you. One, he talks in there about a training aid, which was one of his favorite. He used the towel drill a lot in pitching. You're going to hear him talk about it a lot. He loved that. Didn't like it for bigger swings. He loved that training aid, the perfect connection. And somewhere along there, I tried, the company went out of business and I tried to buy all the ones they had left and couldn't. And I remember Bobby, I had Bobby Wyatt and Robbie Shelton use it. And I remember thinking, why the hell did I quit using it? They turned out pretty damn good. I mean, Bobby used to do the thing. In fact, Robbie Shelton at the Players, you know, probably a year before he fired me, we were trying to get him going again. And we remember Bobby had one, and Bobby FedExed the perfect connection into us so that we had it, which was pretty cool because Bobby still had his from all the days. And before I turn it over to you, I always remember one of the first, I think it was the first USAM that I ever went to with Bobby, and it was at Chambers Bay. And I remember watching him on the range, and, you know, obviously he's a little nervous, whatever. And he pulled out a towel and he did the towel drill. And I remember thinking, man, like, okay, that's pretty cool. Cause he remember, like, we started with that way back. Right. And so those right. things like that stick in my mind, but you hear a lot of people talk rotation now, Waino and Jackson. I don't hear am I wrong, but I don't hear near as many people talk about connection. I still love it. I still get back to it. Wayne, what are your thoughts and what did you hear from HJ in this segment?
Well, you know, I mean, he thought that the pivot was what moved the arms and the club around you. It wasn't your arms and your hands that moved the club around you. He thought the pivot should drive the club back, and then the bending of the right elbow and the hinging of the left wrist, because your thumbs are together on the grip. He thought that should take care of the hinging action and the flattening of the left wrist and the right arm staying stable and in front of you and not a lot of lift. And so he did indeed use the towel drill a lot, and I think that helps your arms and clubs stay in front of your pivot better. He did that with shoulder shots, like you said earlier. And when you use that towel drill, it gets a little disrupted because it really doesn't let your arms release very well and your hands release very well going forward. So that's why it's, probably not quite as cool or quite as good for, full swings at 100 miles an hour. But it's a great training thing to learn to keep everything in front of you and keep your pivot moving the arms and the club through the ball. And just having the connection of the hands and the arms and the club staying with your pivot motion is critical for finding that low point of the swing consistently and hitting the ball first and then the ground, which creates good solid golf shots. Another one of our great mentors who worked for Hank, Tom Ness, he said that the essence of the game was to have your pivot thrusting your arms. And so the only way you
write that down, Jackson, I know you like that.
That's good.
Yeah. Get that, Jackson. The only way you can have your pivot thrusting your arms is to have some connection of your arms to the pivot. Mm-hmm. And Tony, I know you came up with a little drill where you kind of twist a little bit of your shirt and it kind of feels like a marble under your armpits.
It is. I did come up with it.
You did come up with that one time. And that lets you feel your upper arms staying connected through your armpits to your pivot. And that still gives you some freedom of your elbows and your hands and wrists to continue to move without losing the connection of the arms to the pivot. So I think, I think those are all great ways to do it. And things that Hank taught every day and things that he thought were very important in the golf swing.
One Tom Ness quote that I think kind of ties this segment connection that you're going to hear with the last one. I was sitting at Tom's house. I'd gone over there to watch. Actually, I think I was watching Bobby play in the NCAA championships in Atlanta. And Tom actually went out there with me for a day and watched. And I'll never forget, we were sitting there in his house, and I think we were drinking vodka. And he said, I asked him a question. And you know how Tom's super quiet, right? Oh, if yeah. he says something, you didn't get to know him, Jackson. You haven't gotten to know him. But, if he made a comment, it was very serious, right? He meant it. And he said, your hands hold, your arms connect, your body delivers.
Yeah.
And that's, I thought that sums sure. up this segment and last segment put together beautifully.
Yes. That's Tom Ness. And when he came with something like that, you could always listen and you could bank on it because it was 100% right 100% of the time. And, you know, he didn't. He was very quiet. And he was very dry. But when he had thought about something long enough to bring a comment out like that, you could bank on it because it was right. He wasn't just shooting from the hip.
Jackson, your thoughts on connection.
So you had sent a couple segments of HJ previously, and one of them was about consistency. and HJ had said in the beginning of the segment, it said, well, even if the players don't mention it, you know they want it. and I think the connection to me, if you've got the other stuff in place, if you can create that connection, that's a big piece of consistency.
Yeah.
In my mind, right? And I love the stuff about Tom Ness. I think that's just beautiful. So,
well, if there's connection, then the delivery can be the same every time, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And I think that's what HJ was getting to.
That connection can't get longer or shorter. I mean, if it stays connected, the measuring of the arms and the stretching of the arms out to the ball and down to the bottom of the circle, that's going to be consistent and it's going to be the same every time. So I think that's a critical piece of the puzzle. I mean, you know, if you're a great player and you're trying to go get better, I think that's one of the ways you get better. I think that's the thing that allows the divot to be the same place every time. And I think we're going to go to our next section here, session in a little bit, but I think the delivery of the club with the hands, I think that's the thing that gets the depth of the bottom of the circle the same every time, which is going to create consistency in ball flight and also distance control. I think that's one of the things that lets you be, you know, go from a great player to an elite, super great player, you know, a great Division I college player to a tour professional that's winning and succeeding at the tour life. You know, I think those things are the things that are the fine line that gets you to the top of the pyramid as far as the player's concerned.
And I would say this, I get a lot of questions a lot of time. I'm sure both of you do too. Like people say, hey, what starts the swing? Right. and I think that connection and like the towel drill is a good way to help them with that, to understand that, you know, I'll never forget at Augusta, Wayne, when Smiley played it and made it to the final group, you were very instrumental with me that week. I don't know that I've talked about that much, but you shot a video face on the eighth tee, I believe it was. And right. He absolutely hammered that son of a bitch. And you sat me, you had your camera, we got done, and you show, you know, I was trying to explain to him what he did and about how the club head, the hands, and his sternum all started back together. Right? Right. You remember that video?
I do remember
and,
that.
And right, and you shared that with me, and I used that with him later that week, and I used that with him other times in my teaching, and even recently, him and I, he took a lesson, and he texts videos, and we talk all the time around his NBC stuff, and like I've used that phrase, right? Like but to me, that's connection, right? What starts it? Everything starts together. If the club head, the hands, and the pivot, your chest start together, everything's connected. Everything's moving together, and I think that's a powerful visual. And I think that's a really good cue and a really good tip for a lot of people out there.
Well, I agree. You just can't let run of them. You can't let one of those run off and leave the other two.
Mm-hmm.
They need to stay together. That's for sure.
Awesome stuff, guys. This has been this is great. We've got one more to do, and I'm going to say it here, and it's and should have said it'll be in the other segments too. But every one of these segments, if you go to Dew Sweepers TV on YouTube, you're going to find a video that we put together that kind of explains what Wayne Jackson and I are talking about. It'll be a one little minute short, but it'll also kind of explain this or give you a good visual. So make sure you go to Dew Sweepers TV and to YouTube, our YouTube channel, and watch the videos that back up this series. But it's some great stuff. You're about to sit down and listen to segment three. of the Golf Swing Simplified and a flashback from the archives of the Dew Sweepers Golf Show, which was on PGA Tour Radio for a decade and a half or more. Myself, as I went on the tee with Hank Johnson, and we talked about connection in Golf Swing Simplified. Welcome back into the Dew Sweepers, everybody. It is a thrill to have back here on the show Mr. Hank Johnson, Golf Magazine Top 100 Teacher, PGA Teacher of the Year. Hank, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Tony. How about you?
Doing great. Everything's good. And you know, Hank, over the past few weeks, you've done something that a lot of golfers have really appreciated, I'm sure, and that is you've made the golf swing, and certainly understanding the golf swing, more simple, a simplified version, which, you know, I think is just been fantastic to listen to. Think it's great for the listener, and we're going to continue that today as we're going to talk about the third installment of four. We're going to talk a little bit about connection, but if you don't mind, for maybe a Dew Sweeper or two that didn't hear the last couple of weeks, would you mind taking us through the first two parts of the series?
No, I'll be glad to do that, Tony. And these are things that happen after setup when you're ready to swing. These are the motions that occur when the swing's going on. And we talked about in the first segment thinking of the body as a steady post, and it's mostly the trunk. And that post needs to stay steady. It doesn't need to bob up and down or sway from side to side. But it has to stay centered for you to have a centered arc, and a centered arc lets the club pass back through the ball the same way every time. So it's important to have a steady post, and you can think of it as a steady head if that's easier to visualize, because that's kind of the top of the post.
And Hank,
now the post, excuse me.
No, Hank, I'm sorry. And what I was going to say is for folks that we talked about this in the when we did this, that if you struggle with consistency, hitting solid contact, and those types of things, boy, maybe that steady post would be something you'd pay attention to.
Well, if the top of the post moves around, then the bottom of your swing moves around. It's never in the same place two swings in a row, so it's hard to get consistent contact. So, yeah, it's very important.
Okay, and now from there, we move to rotation.
Well, the motion that the post can make and should make is rotation. The shoulders and the hips turn to the right, back to the left, to create the circular motion that the club travels through. So the post stays steady, but it doesn't stay completely still because it does turn. Now, you know, there's a lot of variables in terms of how you sequence the turning of the shoulders and the hips. The most powerful swings have the hips pulling the shoulders back through the ball. But that's too complicated for us to get into with the time we have. So let's just say you have a post and it rotates.
All right. Well, that sounds great. That's a great start and a real easy version or for everybody to start understanding the golf swing. And today, Hank, we're going to talk a little bit about the term connection, which I think a lot of golfers have probably heard the term before, but maybe not understood exactly what it means or how it relates to their golf swing.
Well, there's some terms that are interchangeable, and that's probably a part of the confusion. Connection just means that your arms and your body are together. You can think of it as the arms and body being matched up. A lot of instructors use that term. But basically, you want those motions to be together so that the timing in your swing is correct. Now, I believe, this is just my personal belief, that the rotation of the post actually moves the arms. I don't think you swing your arms with your arms. I think they're swung by the rotation of your body. And in order for that to happen, they have to stay connected to your body, and they stay connected by an inward pressure with the upper part of your arms against the sides of your chest. And if you maintain that pressure throughout the motion, then your arms will stay right in front of your chest where they belong.
Hank, you know, this is a real key principle, I think, because I agree with you 100% all the times, had the opportunity to work with you and watch you teach the importance of developing a pivot motion. And to me, this kind of goes right along with where you talked about rotation. They almost go together in the learning process, you know, helping people learn to not move the club with their hands and arms, and helping that feeling of connection helps them become a much better player.
Well, it does, and it's my experience that people will do almost anything to keep from having to turn. They just don't like to turn. So they'll overuse their arms and overuse their hands and even overuse their legs to avoid having to turn their trunk. And I don't know why that is. I just know that is the case. So you can't let them make a false turn. And if you let them separate their arms and their body, then that's what I call a fake turn. It's not really a turn.
Hank, you have here in the notes for this, which is available for all you dew sweepers out there on dewsweepersgolfshow.com. You have, you know, some little tips, I guess, would be the way to say, you know, about if you keep your arms and your elbows the same distance apart from start to finish your swing, you'll stay connected. Do you mind talking about that and why that works and maybe some other ways that golfers can work on this?
Well, one of the things that ruins connection, in my view, and a number of other things about a person's golf swing, is trying to make a bigger swing than they're physically capable of making. And lots of times, players will shove their arms on back at the top of their backswing after their turn stops, or try to accelerate them too much going through, and they'll run past the body. They don't stay in front of the body where they belong. And it's a hard thing to feel because it doesn't really feel like it's got a lot of power when you first start to do it, and then when you experience it, you'll find out there's a lot of power there, and there's some reasons for that. But I like to have my students with their wedge playing pitch shots just roll up a bath towel and put it across their chest and under their arms so that they have to hold the ends of that towel while they make their swing. If you hold that towel and you don't let the ends fall out from under your arms, then your arms will stay connected to your chest, and you can observe when you do that your elbows stay the same distance apart that they start all the way back and all the way through. So it's just a good training drill to use to get the feel for it.
You know, Hank, and that's a drill that's great, because when you put that towel across somebody's chest that doesn't have any turn or have a pivot, boy, they sure look at you funny, like they can't figure out how they're going to hit the golf ball. But it's amazing how quick they pick it up and how much it helps in a short time.
Well, when you put a person in a position where they have to turn, then they figure out how to turn pretty quick. But, you know, the experience I've had is that they will do anything instead of that. They will substitute anything instead of turning.
Hank, you also talk about another training aid here. I believe you use the Perfect Connection. That's another great way to help people get the feel, and it's probably a little easier to use with more of a full motion, is it not?
Yeah, it is. It's a device that goes between your upper arms. There's a cup on each end of it for your arms to fit into. And the advantage to this particular device is it will let your arms swing up your chest a little bit, which is fine, as long as they don't swing too much to the side going either way. They can move up and down a little bit. As a matter of fact, they should. So that's why I don't ever have anybody do the towel drill with anything other than a pitch shot.
Hank, if somebody was driving around and they were maybe thinking that they're disconnected or that they aren't connected, what would be some of the errors or some of the things that might be a symptom that this is a problem for them if they haven't had anybody tell them this?
Well, it's hard to narrow errors down to just one thing, but I would say if you have inconsistent contact, if you have less power than you think you should have, those would be the two key things that I would say might indicate that you're disconnected. But the easiest way to find out is just put that towel across your chest and see if you can pitch the ball. If you can, then you're connected. If you can't, you're not. So, I mean, you can tell in 2 minutes whether you are or not.
And, Hank, you know, again, one of the other neat things about this drill, to me, is that if you become really good at it, you'll become a much better pitcher and wedge player than you probably really were. Because when I watch people that are really good at pitching and wedge players, boy, they seem to be really connected and always have their arms right there in front of their chest, hooked to their chest, in front of their pivot.
Well, independent arm swing requires tremendous timing, and tremendous timing requires a lot of practice. And I imagine that most of the people that listen to the radio show don't have an unlimited amount of time to practice. If they did, they would be tour players. So the less time you have to practice, the more important having good fundamentals is.
Hank, is there anything else that you would suggest the dew sweepers do? I mean, is there any other tip they can do? Is there anything they could do away from the golf course? I know we've talked from time to time here on the show, your belief, the importance that you do things away from the golf ball, you know, to help ingrain these things. Anything you would suggest in that area to help people become more connected?
Well, you don't have to be hitting the ball to do the towel drill. So I would say that any place you can make a practice swing, you can do that drill. Now, the other thing you can do is to take a ball like a volleyball or soccer ball and hold it between your hands and put your elbows in their addressed position and just move them to the right, move them to the left without letting the space grow. You can do that drill it's easier if you have a ball, but you don't really even have to have one. As long as you're keeping your elbows and forearms the same distance apart all the way back and all the way through, then your swing should be connected.
Well, Hank, it's some great information. You know, I think that we've really helped some folks understand their golf swing in a simplistic, a very simple, easy to understand ways to where they can start becoming a better player, better ball striker, keeping it very simple. And I know we're looking forward to helping all the dew sweepers next week when you come on, and we'll add the final step in this process, which is saving the power. And I'm sure the dew sweepers are excited about hearing power.
Never had anybody that didn't want to hear about power. Tony, just, you know, the key to this is you don't swing your arms with your arms. You swing your arms with your turn.
Absolutely. Hank, that's some great information as always. And I know myself and the rest of the dew sweepers are looking forward to next week learning about some power.
Thanks, Tony. Look forward to being with you.